one thing I can remember more than anything is we honored our parents more than they do now, especially our grandparents. Whatever the old folks said in those days, it went, right or wrong. Now, my grandma, she never did teach or learn to speak English. She was German. It was awful hard to speak German. When my wife and I got married, the old man, he's a hard-headed German, and he wanted me to, I knew that he expected me to ask him for his blessings on our marriage, you know. They says, I would have married him anyway, would have got married anyway. And he expected me to speak German. Well, I asked him in German to, bless our marriage, you know. But it was the hardest thing I ever done. If it had been English, I could have talked to him. But we had, until that old man died, I spoke German. Mm-hmm. It was hard. I wish now I kept it up. I really get it. When we were kids, I was about four or five. We were just small kids. And the men sat on one side in the church and the women on the other. Well, the church faced the south, and the women over here and the men over here. And then in the front of the men, the little boys all sit in the front. And the little girls, the choir was over here on the side facing the other way, and Lydia was sitting over there, and her feet didn't even touch the floor. She's sitting in that little, little pigtails, and had to sitting there and swinging her feet, you know. And I was over here, and I didn't know that I was ever going to marry her. But her brother and I were real good friends, and one night Dad had bought a new pickup, and he let us drive it that night. And my brother was gone with another girl, and I didn't have a date. So she took me by. They took me by, and I tried. Leah had a sister that had girls just about almost her age. So I said, well, I'll just go by and get Hannah. That was one of the girls. And this other girl, Rubens, was a cousin to these kids. She said, let me go ask them. She went out to ask if she could go. No, you can't go. I said, I know where I'll go. I'll go by and pick up Lydia. So I drove over there. We went over there, and she was in the kitchen washing her hands. And I walked. The old man came. Her dad came to the door. I said, is Lydia here? Yeah, she's in there washing her hands. Went in and I asked her if she wouldn't go with us. We was going to go to the theater show that night. So, yeah, I'll go with you. And come find out her and her brother had had a fuss. She wanted to go with him, and he didn't want his sister along. So she said, I'll show him, and she just went with me. And then about a month or two later, I went by and picked her up and just kept on. And finally got going steady, and we went about 2 years then. Steady, and finally got married. We went together, you know, that's 2 years. That's a long time. I just asked her one time, I said, are we going to ever get married? Yeah, we'll get married. She says, you'll have to ask Dad. She pulled that one. I wouldn't have had to ask that old man, but had to talk German to him,
that's
you know. That was a hard part.